Blog Talk Radio.
Birthdays today. In 1793, Pietro Coppola was born. He was a composer. I don't know if he was related to the Coppolas who did The Godfather and the music and the soundtrack to that very famous film. Another great musician was born on this day. He was well known for his orchestral arranging and his orchestration in the Symphonie Fantastique, Romeo and Juliet, symphonic works that he did. One of the great French composers, Hector Berlioz, famous name in German history. Emil Rathenau is later the name later came up in German government politics. Another German, Robert Koch. In fact, that was a classmate of mine, but it wasn't the same person. German scientist who discovered a way to deal with polio, cholera, and he received a Nobel Prize in 1905, and it was well-deserved. In 1882, Fiorello LaGuardia was born. Now, he was born out here in the West. Interestingly, he was, I believe, Jewish, Italian heritage, and was raised as an Episcopalian, I guess. And here we're going to run two audio interviews from the or audio of Fiorello, who did a radio program as mayor of New York. And here he is the first one that he's talking about New York City and politics. Oh, sorry. It's the wrong one. Here we go.
Say, have you had trouble getting a telephone? You know, there are hundreds of thousands of families and businessmen trying to get a telephone. And they have to wait because there's such shortage of instruments and such shortage of material and wires and shortage of skilled personnel. It's hard to get a telephone these days. Well, the trouble is, perhaps, if you want a telephone, you've asked the telephone company and you're waiting for it, and can't get it. Maybe it's because you don't belong to the right family. You're not engaged in gambling. No member of your family has committed murder. You haven't sufficiently abused the police commissioner and the mayor. So if you want a telephone, get some member of your family to commit murder, open a gambling place, abuse the police commissioner, and then you'll get a telephone. I suppose you read in the papers of a decision in the Supreme Court here in New York, special term, ordering the telephone company to restore telephone service to an American citizen entitled to a telephone by the name of Shilatani. Yes, and the police commissioner was abused, and the rights of this very fine, upright citizen was defended. Do you know who Shilatani is? Let me tell you. He's alias Sammy Shields, a notorious cheat, tinhorn gambler. Why, Chief Inspector Murphy himself raided the crap games of this tinhorn gambler several times within the last few years. His brother John, closely associated with him, was raided in Astoria only a few days ago, where he was conducting a large crap game. Oh, wait a minute. I'll tell you some more about this fine family. His brother, Oreste, brother of Sammy Shields, alias Sammy Shields, who got his telephone back on order of the Supreme Court, murdered two fine patrolmen, Patrolman Tier and Patrolman Heaney, a few years ago on Mulberry Street. Fine family. Oreste Shilatani was sentenced to the electric chair. He couldn't even behave in Sing Sing. He shot a keeper in Sing Sing and escaped. But he was apprehended, brought back, and placed on the electric chair and electrocuted. So don't you see, if you have the right kind of a family, it's easy to get a telephone. Do you wonder that it requires patience and fortitude for this job? By the way, talking about gambling, did you read the editorial in the Daily News Friday? Was it Friday? I think it was Friday. Well, if you haven't, then you're interested in your city government, you should read it. I'm going to ask my friend Captain Patterson if he won't reprint that editorial. Oh, I don't think it'll be time enough for print tomorrow. But look, Captain Patterson, I'd appreciate it if you reprint it Tuesday. Just disregard the personal element in the editorial, but keep it. It may come in handy. And again, you'll understand why it requires patience and fortitude.
I'm on the air, dear. I'll be off in 20 minutes. Now, here's another Fiorello LaGuardia.
Democratic Party. The people of the city of New York in a fighting crusade were able to destroy a powerful political machine. Other cities can do likewise.
Now, when Piero LaGuardia said that back in the 30s, when he ran for mayor successfully, that still applies today with all the corruption. We have it in Detroit, have it in Chicago, you have it in San Francisco. It's really bad out here where it's dishonest graft, as somebody once called it. David Fowler, who was very familiar with American politics, having worked in most of the media here in San Francisco and also as a consultant to FEMA and to the National Fire Academy and as the editor of Denial of Disaster, which can apply not only to the earthquake status of San Francisco and Northern California, but to the political situation that is still going on. Now, among the other interesting birthdays on this day, we had Gilbert Rowland, who had that beautiful accent. He was born in Mexico, was an actor. The great Russian field marshal, Gregory Zhukov, he was the guy that turned the tide at Moscow. What Stalin had 50,000 troops in a station on the Manchurian border because they thought they were going to go to war with Japan. And when they learned from their spy, a guy named Richard Sorge, S-O-R-G-E, probably the most successful spy of World War II, who worked for Stalin, that Japan was not going to attack Russia or vice versa. So those troops were transferred to the Moscow front and defeated the Germans, because the Germans were in the suburbs of Moscow, bombing Moscow, bombarding Moscow. Zhukov later was the Minister of Defense. Stalin never trusted him, and he didn't send him to a concentration camp. He wouldn't dare, but he did exile him in some government post in Siberia. Jean Marais, great French actor, born on this day, the husband of Sophia Loren, Carlo Ponti. Their son is a famous ongoing music symphony conductor, and a great black singer, Big Mama Thornton, her birthday. Another actor, Jean-Louis Trintignant. Another actress, Rita Moreno, who was in Oz and also West Side Story. And we also had Tom Hayden, who ran for governor. He was a former husband of Jane Fonda, and a very far leftist. Christine Onassis, who was the daughter of Aristotle Onassis. I think she committed suicide or died of a heart attack. Among the deaths today, Charles XII, he was a Swedish king. He was succeeded by Charles XIII, who was the last of the great Swedish warrior kings. Sam Cooke, great singer. Sam Cooke and I have the same birthday, I think. Great Italian music conductor, and his most famous recording is that of Tosca with Maria Callas, and it is the standard for all other Puccini Toscas that are recorded or are sung on the opera stages of the world. In 1620, Puritans landed on Plymouth Rock, and of course Cole Porter wrote in his Anything Goes that Plymouth Rock should have landed on the Pilgrims. In 1816, Indiana became the 19th state. Indiana's right next door to Illinois, which was the 18th state. In 1872, the first black governor of Louisiana, and the only black to ever had pinchback, Pinckney, was elected. In 1888, the French failed to finish and create the Panama Canal, so they were successful, and they did the Suez Canal, Ferdinand de Sueps, but they didn't deal with the mosquito and the malaria problem, which the Americans, with Colonel Gorgas, dealt with first, and then they were successful in digging the Panama Canal, which is still in operation today. This is not talked about. I was surprised. Even I didn't know this. In 1928, President-elect Herbert Hoover was visiting Buenos Aires in Argentina. There was an assassination plot against him, and the Buenos Aires Argentinian police foiled that plot. This was the first time in American history where an American president and president-elect would have been or was facing an assassination or was targeted by an assassination plot, which fortunately was foiled. So fortunately, no American president or president-elect has been assassinated on foreign territory, and of course, it shouldn't be assassinated. It shouldn't happen at all. And in 1961, JFK started increasing the military assistance to South Vietnam. I think he sent in 10,000 military helicopters, and the support the troops to support that quote advisory. Now, the among the other things that happened today. Oh, no, that shrimp doesn't know. So we're going to end earlier today because we're still on this crazy schedule, and we'll be back Friday. We'll try to get this worked out. I'm having some minor problems with the microphones. So we'll end with our usual politics and poker, and we will have some more interesting things. I have an upcoming interview. I hope we can do it live with famous author Jack Cashel. We're just working out the arrangements. And I recommend his books, especially if you're Roman Catholic or if you're concerned or interested in how the finances of the Roman Catholic Church. Get his book, Popes and Bankers. Also, he did interview or he talked to a guy named Jimenez, who is the author of The Book of Matt, which is a surprising expose by a gay author, an expose of what really happened in Laramie to Matthew Shepard, and there's an expose of how serious the methamphetamine drug trafficking is going on in that state and in that area. Of course, if you've ever been to Wyoming, they got to do something. Also, how the morons in the media manipulated the case to fit a narrative that put the U.S. pushed the gay agenda or the homosexual agenda, as someone said. And also, there's questions about the Shepherd family setting up. Profiting from tragedy is what it looks like, setting up the Matthew Shepard Foundation. Nobody knows what they really do, if anything, or much for the money that they are getting and taking out of that foundation for salaries and all that. I think the mother, Judy Shepard, is making about $100,000 to $150,000. Nobody knows what she really does, and we never got answers to the question. So these are among the things. And also the fact that Matthew Shepard, unfortunately, and all the people, Aaron McKinney, Russell Henderson, and the women that lied, the lesbians, they all appear to be dysfunctional people. And it's sad that what really, that Aaron McKinney, it wasn't a homosexual thing, even though there was a relationship between Matthew Shepard and Aaron McKinney. And of course, Matthew Shepard had hit on other people who objected, other males. But what had happened was there was a meth deal that went south, as they say. And Aaron McKinney went nuts that night because he felt he had been ripped off. He had been involved in the methamphetamine drug trafficking and was a user. And he apparently was off his rocket that night. And this is what happened. It was a meth deal and not homophobia, which is some of the morons in the media try to foist on the American public. So we'll end with our usual. We're going to run a little early, politics and poker, and we'll be back Friday at, I think we'll be back at 3:30 or 4 o'clock, too, as soon as we get our schedule worked out, because we're on a Christmas schedule, and, of course, a lot of things are happening because of the weather back east, and it's affecting our trade.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, better.
Politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find a joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
Raise your five.
I'll fold.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, play for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, rubbing neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, makes the average
folks are ending a little bit early because we got to fix these mechanical problems. We'll be back Friday, probably at 3:30 or 4. It's Peter Paul Brazola. If you're living back east, stay warm. Make sure that if you have to have a battery put in your vehicle, make sure it's, that they check to make sure it's the right size battery. We just had an incident here where the wrong battery was put in a vehicle, and the battery got loose from the tie downs. And damaged one of the pulleys and have new belts put on. So you need to be aware of these things. So this is Peter Paul Brazola. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. There'll be more stuff up there. And stay safe, stay warm, and have a good night.